Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Darren Hornaday with us from the Davies County YMCA. Good morning, Darren.
Morning, Dwayne.
Appreciate your support in the St. Louis Cardinal jersey today. Very nice.
Just for you, Dwayne.
Thank you so much. Nice win for your Cardinals yesterday.
It was.
Today we're talking baseball again, but this time T-ball. You got to start somewhere, and the youngsters who want to play T-ball with the YMCA can sign up now.
The T-ball is signing up now. It's not too late to get in. We do need to be in by the end of the month, though.
And if you want to play T-ball, this is for boys and girls. What ages?
4 to 6.
Ages 4 to 6. All games are at South Field, and the games will start real soon, actually.
They start into June. We have until June, but that's coming up on us quick.
It is, and the schedule basically throughout the month of June and first part of July.
Yes, yes.
And everybody plays.
Everybody gets to play.
It's a lot of fun. Again, it's the start to get them interested in the game, to get them on the field, and most importantly, keep them active over the summer.
It is. It's something to keep them going, keep them, some kind of sport during the summer, because there's a lot going on this summer. So, it's something for them to do.
You know, if you are a parent, you have to do this once in your life. You have to coach T-ball once in your life.
It is an experience, I will say that, but it is a fun experience.
It truly is. And if you are a parent that is not necessarily coaching, you have to bring the camera, because these are the memories the kids will look back on when everybody is piled on top of each other chasing that ball out in left field.
Just when you think you've seen everything, something happens to change that. So
even if you don't have a kid playing a T-ball, it's worth coming out and watching.
It is.
It's very entertaining, and admission is absolutely free. Volunteers are always needed, too.
We always need coaches. We sure do.
Coaches, if you want to be involved, you can stop by the YMCA. Get your youngster signed up. It's as simple as pulling out the form. What's the cost to play this year?
It is $26 for a member. It is $52 for a non-member and $62 for a family.
All you got to do is get that form again at the Davies County YMCA. They do need you signed up by the end of this month so you can take part in YMCA T-ball.
And we also have our day camp signups going on right now as well. So we need to get people in. So we have stuff going on all summer for day camp as well.
Day camp is for those that need something for the kids to do when they're out of school. You guys keep them very active and very busy.
Yeah, we have themes for each week. We have field trips. They get a swim each day. So I can pretty much guarantee parents that your kids will go home tired. They'll go home to bed early, so you may have a nice quiet night.
And the cost for that is?
It depends on if you go 3 days a week or 5 days a week, member, non-member. So there's some different options there. And we also accept the voucher program for our day camp. So, if the parents are already on the voucher program, our day camp does accept those as well.
And the YMCA is also, you do a lot of field trips with that group too.
We do. We do a field trip every week. We do things like going to Children's Museum, to Crane. We're going to VU, to their library, and go bowling at VU one day. And then we'll do stuff to Rainbow Beach and Burdett Park, fun things like that as well.
It's a great opportunity, again, and for parents looking for some care for the kids over the summer months, the YMCA is certainly a great option. They have 3-day or 5-day options available, lots of activities and fun, and the kids always enjoy that. So be sure to get summer day camp signups now at the same time, so you have that taken care of as well.
Yeah, those packets are available, and we are partnering and having the WISH program, which is funded through United Way, and that is for third graders. We're enrolling kids from Lena Dunn right now, and then we're soon to be accepting kids from Griffith as well.
It's a lot going on. Davies County YMCA. You can stop by and get all this information at the front desk, and always visit your YMCA. Membership has its privileges, but again, it's open to everyone. Non-members can also take advantage of the services we just talked about through the YMCA. Well, Darren, thanks for stopping by for the update. We certainly appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne.
Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.